601, Unit 8, Recording 8.5. Exercise 7. Practice listening and summarizing in your own words. Food and culture are so intertwined, it is hard to see sometimes which has a greater influence over the other. Food is influenced by culture, but culture is also influenced by food. For instance, culture influences food in a variety of ways. Notably, rituals, traditions, and religions often dictate certain food to eat or not eat for religious events, certain times of the year, or during particular festivals. For example, people that practice Judaism might only eat food that is deemed kosher, whereas people that practice Catholicism might refrain from eating meat on the Fridays during Lent or give up other foods during Lent altogether. Practitioners of Islam might refrain from eating pork and other foods or alcohol. In these ways, culture and specifically religion dictate the food that many people eat. Nevertheless, food can also influence culture. Traditional cuisines are often passed down from one generation to the next, and when people from one culture move to a new place, they will naturally bring their eating habits and traditional cuisines with them, as cooking traditional foods is a way to help maintain and express their culture regardless of where they live. When you have a mixing of cultures in a place, oftentimes food traditions and cuisines start to mix and mingle as well. One place where you can see this in action is at food trucks in large urban areas with lots of cultural diversity. Many food truck owners will mix and match food from different cultures to create entirely new food items like Korean tacos or Philly cheesesteak wontons. The roots of food and culture run deep and will continue to impact one another through traditions and movement.